Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Siobhan Scott right now, psychotherapist and author of The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interrupting the Pathway to Violence. Siobhan, it's getting more and more interesting. There's a hearing scheduled for tomorrow in the Koberger case. They are planning to fight the grand jury indictment. Lawyers asking the court to stay proceedings as they wrestle with prosecutors over the disclosure of more materials, according to new court filings. If they have this so-called exonerating evidence, why have we not heard it yet? What do you make of all of it?
You know, I'm sure it can be taken in different ways, but the only thing that jumps out to me, and I'm not an attorney, but the only thing that I am impressed with is they are apparently putting on a very aggressive defense, you know, in contrast to some of the other things that we've seen recently where it seemed like the defense just didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. And it certainly seems to me like that's not going to be the case here. And they are being strategic and going for as much as they can get in any direction that they can. So it should be an interesting trial.
Very, very much so. I mean, a grand jury proceeding, and obviously I know you're not an attorney, but I'm trying to dig into this idea of wanting to know more information than what they have. And they do keep saying that, well, they did not present the exonerating evidence to the grand jury. Well, what is this exonerating evidence? And if it exists, why would we wait all the way for a trial if it's so exonerating? Couldn't this be brought out right now and just save everybody the time?
I would sure think so if that really did exist. And that maybe nothing more than we're trying to plant, you know, in the potential jurors' minds out there, we're trying to plant the idea, you know, that that he did not do this and that there is something that exonerates him. I think so much of the theater that goes along with court proceedings is often it's kind of a mind game that attorneys play with the jurors, you know, and we like to think that everything is just cut and dry and clear, but there's a lot of psychological manipulation that gets going. And I think that bounces around both sides, you know, so just as, you know, the prosecution will certainly look for jurors and look for people that they think is going to support their story. And the defense is coming up with an alternate story. And, you know, that's the thing that this leaves me with is that they're just being very, very aggressive about they have an agenda here.
And doing it and trying to get ahead of it before we even have an actual jury for the trial itself, they're trying to seemingly influence the public and potential jurors, if you
potential jurors, exactly.
Down the road. Which is an interesting thing, because obviously you don't want a juror that knows too much about the case going into it. But at the same point, they're almost kind of hedging their bets, I think, thinking, well, in Idaho here in Moscow, the odds of someone not knowing about this are slim to nil. So we got to get something in there. With them.
Yeah. I don't think you could find anyone in the country anywhere who is not pretty darn familiar with this case at this point. So, yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot of, psychology going on with what they do and how they do it. And then, of course, we're left speculating.
And speaking of almost everybody knowing about the case, let's talk about the psychological end of it. Why has this case sparked so much interest, sparked so much, attention as compared to the other, murders that go on every single day? Obviously, the gravity of it, four young, attractive college girls being murdered by this creepy type character that we're seeing, allegedly. But why? Why has this one gotten the legs that it has, I guess?
That's a really good question. I watched a documentary over the weekend about Sam Little, who was the most prolific serial killer that we know of at this point. They've documented 93 young women murdered by this guy over like a 40-year period. It was just unbelievable. And there haven't been books written about him. There haven't been movies written about him. Most people aren't familiar with his name or the fact that he killed 93 women.
Yeah.
But the thing that came out in the documentary so clearly was that he very carefully chose his victims. He chose, for the most part, women of color who were prostitutes, addicts, alcoholics, people who lived on the margins, and he was very intentional about it. He chose people that nobody cared about, and he chose people that wouldn't be missed. And so even in a few cases where he was picked up on suspicion of these murders in years past, he got off very easily because there was no aggressive push in a trial to hold him accountable. And it was really apparent that the type of victims have a lot to do with how much energy is put into prosecuting someone for the crimes, which is horrible. Mm-hmm. But I do think the Idaho, being these all-American, beautiful young people full of life from wonderful families, it just says something about the kind of people that we care about more in our culture, as opposed to so many other people who are murdered all the time. And it doesn't really get any attention.
It's true. And it's always interesting to see what's going to get the attention and get the legs that it does sometimes. And it's not always necessarily the level of the crime or the depravity of which took place in the crime. I think you're exactly right. It's about who has people that care about them. If there's at least a family and people care, that gets you some legs. And then if it's they could be potentially relatable. Is that part of it too? The relatability of some of these kids that lost their lives, where if you're a parent, if you're an adult at all, I mean, you could see these kids and go, those could be my kids. This could be, totally. A niece or a nephew or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the middle class or upper middle class, all American kids. And these are the ones that we see as, the world was their oyster. They were successful. They had so much, so much potential future. And yeah, I think it captured everybody's hearts in a different way than, just another woman of color who was a prostitute addict murdered. It's like nobody feels their heartstrings pulled in the same way, which is, of course, horrible. It's a tragedy. All of these all of these deaths are a tragedy in the same way. But certainly some capture the heart in all those ways that you just mentioned.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.